Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin holds $50,000. As analyst says, the weekly timeframes confirm a bull market remains intact. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as pointed out here by Will and Clemente, earlier today, everyone thought we were going to the moon. If we sweep the lows, everyone will probably think we're going to dump again. Still, just think we're going to consolidate and carve out a regime of mixed negative funding before eventually going higher. And as pointed out here by Dylan LeClaire, when in doubt, zoom out. It shows you the Bitcoin realized price at $24,500. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, Bitcoin rejecting at $51,600. That's an important level, just like $53,500 to $55,500 is. The trend is still up since the recent crash, through which $49,600 is an area I'd like to see hold if we want to retest that $53,500 to $55,500 zone. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst predicts a strong Bitcoin recovery and says the altcoins are gearing up for a massive rally. That's right, as Crypto Capo shares here, key levels are 40,000 and 30,000. Above 40,000, main scenario, which is bullish, remains intact. And he also shares, as long as funding remains like this, we can see a V recovery. Also in today's show, Bitcoin and Ethereum in for a bullish 2022 as money managers are forced to allocate to crypto, according to Bloomberg's Mike McGlone. Quoting him here, Bitcoin appears to be on a trajectory for $100,000. And in the long term, the commodity strategist says that Bitcoin could ultimately find a stable price somewhere in the neighborhood of 100x the price of an ounce of gold, which right now would be $178,300 per BTC. Also in today's show, Bitwise CIO says not sure about Bitcoin hitting $100,000 still before the end of this year. However, he does say $100,000 could be the target in for 2022. And he also calls Ethereum the asset of the year. And now for a little humor with this meme, the year is 2050. One more shakeout for Bitcoin and then it's moon time. 100,000 end of year. Okay, grandma, let's get you off to bed. And as pointed out here by Sunny Decree, in 2017, the price of Bitcoin went up 234% in 5 weeks. That would be $166,000 from here. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently correcting back in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right, there are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin retained 50,000 in support overnight into December 8th amid confidence that the 2021 bull market was not over yet. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin testing but failing to crack through that 50K resistance after reaching local highs of 51,990 on Bitstamp on Tuesday. The pair had accelerated at the start of trading on Wall Street, adding to existing gains from Sunday to give the king of all crypto some short-term relief. Now, however, it's time to consult the longer timeframes to get a clearer picture of the Bitcoin market health, according to trader and analyst Rhett Capital. In his latest YouTube video, Rhett Capital eyed the weekly chart to reveal what appeared to be previously long-term resistance level, flipping the support, quoting him here. This might very well be a successful retest attempt, he said, highlighting the top diagonal of a downward wedging structure in place for much of 2021, as you can see here in this chart, and significant buyer interest in an area of around 43,000 added to the bullish prospects. Moreover, the Fibonacci level should figure in Bitcoin's next move, the video argued, with Bitcoin now caught between two key lines representing current support in the $60,000 region. And elsewhere, the prognosis was tame, with calls for a lackluster end to this year now taking prevalence, as on-chain analyst Will and Clemente shares here. Earlier today, everyone thought we were going to moon. If we sweep the lows, everyone will probably think we're going to dump again. Still just think we're going to consolidate and carve out a regime of mixed negative funding before eventually going higher. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the on-chain analysts. Meanwhile, multiple correlations hinging on to the last few weeks of the year. Among them is Bitcoin versus 1970s gold and, of course, its own 2017 performance. We already know if history is to repeat, we can expect a massive parabolic rally. Maybe not here before the end of the year, as we only have a few weeks to go, but maybe quarter one or quarter two of 2022. And checking out the latest from on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire, he wrote, "When in doubt, zoom out. Bitcoin market value to realized value over time, and it shows you the current Bitcoin realized price at $24,500 as of December 7th, 2021. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, Bitcoin rejecting at 51,600. That's an important level, just like 53,500 to 55,500 is. The trend is still up since the recent crash, through which 49,600 is an area I'd like to see hold if we want to retest that 53,500 to $55,500 zone. As you can see here in this chart, and checking out the latest from Tech Dev, he shares, there really seems to be a fascinating relationship between Bitcoin cycle log fibs and curves of the log regression band. After bouncing near the 1.272, each saw resistance right near the 1.618 50% curve intersection, and then saw support right at the 38.2% curve, as you can see here in this chart. And before I break down next story of the day, top crypto analyst predicts a strong Bitcoin recovery and says altcoins are gearing up for a massive rally, as well as Bitcoin and Ether in for a bullish 2022 as money managers are forced to allocate to crypto, according to Bloomberg's Mike McGlone, as well as Bitwise's CIO. Not sure about Bitcoin hitting 100,000 in 2021, but says it's more likely in 2022, as well as this chart, which suggests $166,000 potential within the next 5 weeks for the king of all crypto. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting back in the red, with Bitcoin down over 3% for the day, trading just under $49,300. We have Ether down 1.5%, trading just under $4,300. Solana down 5.5%, trading at $188. And a few of the cryptos actually pumping and in the green is Matic, which hit a new all-time high yesterday, currently up 7%, trading at $2.45. And Chainlink up almost 10% for the day, trading at about $22. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto strategist and trader is predicting a swift recovery for the king of all crypto while saying that the altcoins are positioning for an epic surge as well. That's right, the synonymous analyst Capo tells his 218,000 Twitter followers that he believes that Bitcoin is now ready for a steep rise in value as funding rates turn negative due to the most recent correction. Checking out his Twitter storm here. Now is when everyone called this dump. I didn't see it coming. In fact, I was very bullish in all-in altcoins. Good thing that I didn't have leveraged positions. I had one in DOT, but the stop loss was triggered before the dump. Bottom should be in. One of the reasons that make me think the bottom is in, $2 billion in liquidations only on Bitcoin. Funding turned extremely negative after this to levels not seen since the $30,000 crash. The key levels are 40,000 and 30,000. Above 40,000 main scenario, which is bullish, remains intact, as you can see here in this chart. And he also shares that as long as funding remains like this, we can see a V recovery. And looking at at the altcoins, the crypto strategist says that the others chart, which tracks the performance of the top 125 digital assets, excluding Bitcoin, is still trading within a parabolic trajectory. As he shares here, this is not the end. Altcoins in this chart is looking bullish as a mofo, and he's also predicting that the valuation of the 125 largest crypto assets and Bitcoin will rise to $3 trillion in 2022, and also notes that he's currently all in on the alts and keeping a close watch on coins that are recovering faster after the crash. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, I'm still all in on altcoins. Time will tell if this was a good decision or not. And he also shares here, pay attention to those coins that are recovering better after the crash. Those are the coins that will surely perform better in the coming weeks. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin and Ethereum in for a bullish 2022 as money managers are forced to allocate to crypto, according to Bloomberg's Mike McGlone, as well as Bitwise CIO says not sure about Bitcoin hitting 100,000 in 2021, as well as this prediction that Bitcoin could hit $166,000 potentially within the next 5 weeks. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just above $2.3 trillion with $105 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 40.2%, with the Ether dominance still on the climb at 21.9%, which is the highest I've ever seen it. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Tezos leading the pack, up 24% for the day, trading at $5.26, and Near Protocol up almost 10% for the day, trading at $8.12, and EOS as well, up almost 10% for the day, trading at $3.61. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 28 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 25, last week a 34, and last month a 75 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bloomberg's head commodity strategist says that the crypto markets look poised for a bullish 2022, with Bitcoin and Ether set to lead the charge. In the December edition of Bloomberg's Global Crypto Outlook, Mike McGlone says that given crypto's relative outperformance of other asset classes, many money managers may be forced to get involved. Quoting him here, past performance is no indicator of future results, but when a new asset class outperforms incumbents, naysayers will have little choice but to join in. We see this process playing a primary role in 2022, as money managers may face greater risks if they continue to have no portfolio allocations to cryptos. McGlone says that Bitcoin looks like it is still on schedule to break the six-figure mark next year, partially on the back of rapid adoption from various economies and markets. Quoting him here, Bitcoin appears to be on a trajectory for $100,000. We see it as more of a question of time, notably due to the economic base of increasing demand versus decreasing supply. There are ample examples of Bitcoin simply staying on course in 2022 of its process of adoption into the mainstream. U.S., Canadian, and European exchange-traded funds and futures migration into the 60-40 mix and legal tender status in El Salvador point to a bull market in global adoption. The analyst also says the digital asset markets are being driven by three main stalwart components, which are Bitcoin, Ethereum, and stablecoins, which he calls crypto dollars. And according to McGlone, altcoins like Shiba and Doge show that the crypto markets are ripe for speculation, but that Bitcoin, Ether, and USD-backed stablecoins will continue to maintain dominance. And in the long term, the commodity strategist says that Bitcoin could ultimately find a stable price somewhere in the neighborhood of 100x the price of an ounce of gold, which right now would be $178,300 per BTC. Quoting McGlone here, a potential path for the Bitcoin price is to stabilize around 100x an ounce of gold for volatility to resume its downward trajectory if past patterns repeat, as you can see here in this chart. And to read this entire report put out by Bloomberg entitled Global Cryptocurrencies 2022 Outlook, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitwise CIO says not sure about Bitcoin still hitting $100,000 this year, as well as this chart, which suggests a $166,000 Bitcoin price potentially within the next 5 weeks. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily videos. premium crypto news alerts and help me get to 100,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And you can also follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. As 2022 draws closer, some crypto investment experts are doubtful about whether Bitcoin has enough time to still hit 100,000 in 2021. 3 weeks left and counting. Following a major flash crash in the crypto market, Bitcoin is unlikely to break new all-time highs in the next 3 weeks and go all the way up to six figures, according to the Bitwise Chief Investment Officer, Matt Hogan. Quoting him here, 100,000 by the end of the year is a difficult prediction to make. Think 100,000 could be in target in 2022, but this year, I'm not so sure, he said in a Monday interview. He also noted that a potential cryptocurrency rally next year in 2022 will be largely thanks to growing institutional support. Quoting him here, I think as we look into 2022, we have these fundamental drivers, the institutions we speak to every day at Bitwise, he said, adding that many institutions are still moving into the market for the first time. The CIO also predicted that 2022 we'll see an explosion of activity built on Ethereum, and layer one solutions are those aiming to improve the base protocol itself to scale the overall system rather than creating a different protocol. Quoting him again here, investors are going to be looking at Ethereum, Solana, or Polygon. Investors are starting to realize there's more to crypto than just Bitcoin. If there's one bigger story for the next year, it's going to be everything else. Crypto as DeFi, NFTs, Web 3.0, or Metaverse, he predicted. And while he also noted growing potential of alts or coins other than Bitcoin, some prominent figures in the crypto community are still sticking with the king. That includes Bobby Lee, founder and CEO of crypto hardware wallet Ballot, argued on Monday that Bitcoin is more valuable than altcoins because it is not backed by any sort of project or a promise that can fail. Now, the crypto community has been watching Bitcoin's price closely this year, with notable figures in the industry predicting the Bitcoin price will hit 100,000 by the end of this year, including Standard Chartered's crypto research unit and stock flow model creator Plan B, as well as Morgan Creek Digital Asset co-founder Anthony Pompliano and Skybridge Capital's Anthony Scaramucci, amongst others. And as I shared in the intro of the show with this meme, the year is 2050. One more shakeout for Bitcoin, and then it's moon time. 100,000, end of year. Okay, grandma, let's get you off to bed. And as Sunny Decree shares here, in 2017, the price of Bitcoin went up 234% in 5 weeks. That would be $166,000 per Bitcoin from here. Let me know if you feel this could be a potential scenario where in a 5 week period of time, we can rise 234%. Hey, it's happened before. And as Bitcoin Archive points out here, Bitcoin to $320,000 by May 2022. This fractal from March 2020 lines up with so many indicators showing a complete reset of the market. Are you ready for the pump? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin holds $50,000. As analyst says, weekly timeframes confirm bull market remains intact. Also in today's show, I shared that top crypto analyst predicts a strong Bitcoin recovery. It says altcoins are gearing up for a massive rally, as well as Bitcoin and Ethereum in for a bullish 2022, as money managers are forced to allocate to crypto, according to Bloomberg's Mike McGlone. Also in today's show, I shared that the Bitwise CIO is not sure about Bitcoin still hitting $100,000 this year in 2021, but says it is a more likely target for 2022. And I also shared this $166,000 Bitcoin price prediction, as well as the Bitcoin price hitting $320,000 by May of 2022. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for our top three comments from yesterday's episode. Helen wrote, OMG, love this show. Thanks so much, Helen. You're my favorite. God bless. And our next feature comment comes from Chris, who wrote, enjoyed this interview. Thanks, guys. Go Yay Games. I responded, Chris, glad you enjoyed the interview, fam. Thanks so much for tuning in. HODL. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Brandon Clark, short and sweet. Great, great, great video. Cheers, fam. Much love. BTFD, Crypto Moon Time, Q1, Q2, 2022. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC. And let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.